For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Even for 2020, the race for Chester County Sheriff makes for exceptional dinner conversation.
I really like Alex Underwood.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for Underwood.
I don't know who all's on the ballot, but I definitely look and determine once I get in there.
Respectively, that was Diane Jones, William Orr, and DeJounte Brown, three Chester residents who showed up early to vote this year, three of four Chester residents you're going to hear more from in a moment. First, there is a bit of unboxing to do. Alex Underwood, Democrat, is the incumbent sheriff of Chester County. He has been since 2012. He's also facing a daunting slate of federal and state corruption and abuse of power charges. He's maintained his innocence, but if the courts find otherwise, Underwood might spend the next half century in prison. Underwood is on the ballot to be sheriff again this November for his third term. This despite being suspended by Governor Henry McMaster since May of 2019, pending the outcome of those criminal charges. Governor-appointed Max Dorsey, Republican, has been serving as the interim Chester County Sheriff since. Diane Jones likes Alex Underwood.
I think he is a fine sheriff, regardless to what's going on.
She lives in Chester City, which, by any objective measure, has seen its share and more of street crime, something she says Underwood is better equipped to handle.
He was a good sheriff, and you know, I'm just hoping that he comes back in to get the work done.
I ask her if the charges against Underwood bother her, and whether her support for him would wane if he were found guilty.
I don't believe that he's going to be found guilty.
DeJounte Brown, also a city resident, is less bullish on Alex Underwood, but echoes something Jones said three times to me.
You're innocent until proven guilty.
Like Jones, Brown is tired of the violence and property crime that haunt his city. He admits that Max Dorsey stepped into a bad situation last year and says he's doing a fairly decent job. But even just outside the door to vote, Brown says he's not sure what to think.
We definitely need help in this small town. And so I guess the best man for the job need to be elected. It's not a racial thing. We need the right people that's going to do something.
I didn't actually ask about the racial aspect of this race, and neither candidate is making it part of his campaign. But it's hard to not notice that support for Underwood, who is black, concentrates in Chester City, which is more than two-thirds black. Meanwhile, in the predominantly white communities outside of the city, support for Dorsey, who is white, is overwhelming.
Vote for Max Dorsey.
William Orr lives in the county. He didn't want to say where exactly. But his vote for Dorsey actually supports the assertion that voters are not making racially based decisions about the sheriff's office. Orr, who is white, actually used to like Alex Underwood.
Well, he started off as a good sheriff, and then he got corrupted. That's the only thing I can say.
Orr says he would have voted for Underwood again, but he can't get past the felony charges. Same for city resident Thomas Roshan, who admits he didn't know much about Underwood before his arrest last year, but he does know that he doesn't like what he's heard.
These days, it seems anybody thinks they can get away with almost anything, and it's about time something changed. But I just don't know what we're going to do. Place is getting such a mess that you don't know who to trust or anything anymore.
Roshan says he likes Dorsey because
he seems to be honest.
All of this could be a moot point. The South Carolina Election Commission says there is nothing preventing a candidate from running for office while facing charges because of that doctrine of innocence until proof of guilt. But the state attorney general's office says that even if Underwood wins, his suspension would remain in place and Max Dorsey would continue serving as the interim sheriff. Dorsey himself says he hasn't thought that far ahead. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.